This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Race Game. Guess who's back? Dr. Yvonne Sam from 5 Echo. And we're going to start a series on calm intelligence. Now, in a fast-paced, agile world, VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity is the norm. And our success depends no longer on good planning, but on ability to rapidly think strategically. Hence, calm intelligence. But of course, it's not just calm intelligence. There's a story behind that. And of course, Dr. Yvonne will explain to us what exactly is calm intelligence.
Okay, it's actually an acronym,
like
VUCA. Because when I was reading, VUCA and VUCA primes in, Harvard and Thunderbirds, and they said that in order to counter VUCA, because VUCA is going to be here to stay, right? We can't change the tsunami of change in business. So the VUCA primes that Thunderbird schools talked about, and I'll name them as well. So the antidote to VUCA, they said the outcomes you want to derive is to have really clear vision. That's V, for volatility. U in uncertainty. It can be counteracted by understanding. So understanding your people, understanding your stakeholders. Then they said, okay, C, if you've got complexity, you need to finish up with being really clear of your priorities, what to attack, you know. And A, which is ambiguity, can be countered by agility. No matter what hits you, you should be able to stay on your surfboard and surf that VUCA wave, right? So I thought, well, that's interesting, but there's no point going from the reality into an outcome without knowing how to do it. So I thought, I need to think about this. And as I started thinking about it, VUCA is actually a military term. I mean, if you remember, whenever military people get deployed, they usually go into a terrain where it's foreign, right? So VUCA used to be just military, but now in the business world, our world is changing so quickly. Right. We get deployed to different areas of the globe. Yeah. And sometimes we have virtual teams we don't understand.
And sometimes we get redeployed within our own office.
Yeah, and it's a subculture within there that you need to understand. So I thought, well, in military, there's also intelligence. What does intelligence mean? You need to be mindful of changing data that you can only get by, being experienced to go in there and look for it.
Right.
So calm intelligence is an acronym that basically says from VUCA to VUCA primes, you need to think. That thinking is a calm intelligence. It spells C for contrast, A for alignment, L for less, actually less is more, and M for mindful. If you actually, and we'll cover that a little bit more, but if you think about going from VUCA to VUCA primes, let's start again. When the world is volatile and you need to clarify your vision, it is that vision that compels us to move forward. Think about it.
Okay.
Right? So that was the thinking behind it.
So what we're going to do, I guess, over the next 4 weeks is actually go through each letter. And we're going to start off with contrast, right? And contrast in hyperchange to fuel your business, right? So what is this, when you say hyperchange, right? So it is the same as VUCA, as you mentioned. And so are there levels or stages of hyperchange? And does the size of the organization have any impact?
That's a great question because, like I said, the word VUCA has been toyed around a little bit and most people think of VUCA as a major wave that comes in. So hyperchange can occur as simply as your own life.
Yeah.
But we've often spoken
about
how our lives as individuals has been changing so fast. Even if we compare it with our own parents.
Right.
How quickly has the world changed? And then we look at our kids. Did you know that the average 15-year-old has something like 16 screens opened at the one time?
Right.
That's awesome. Does that make us ADHD? Or maybe ADHD people are designed and evolved to actually live in this world. So that's amazingly fast.
17, the one where they're outside catching the Pokemon.
I know Pokemon Go, right? I just got a message from one of my friends. She's in high finance. And I said, why are you sending me a note on Pokemon Go? She said, Well, because I'm looking at my bills. Beware of your digital bills. Because unless you've got a good plan, once you go on Pokemon Go or your children go on Pokemon Go, your cost of your digital network is going to increase. And beware of kids chasing Pokemons at midnight.
Yes.
Because they're going to go to places that might be dangerous.
Right. Well, so this contrast here, what do you mean by contrast, the sea in calm?
Okay. Well, recently I've just read a book called Reinvention. I'm going to plug my friend, okay? Mm. American couple, Shane Cragen and Kate Sweetman, both of them professors out of, I think, MIT and all that. They wrote a book called Reinvention, basically looking at the age of disruption. Disrupt before you're disrupted. And they actually talked about reinvention. There are a few factors. When you look at it, being dissatisfied with your current status quo and being focused on something very compelling are two of the factors that helps reinvention. Coupled with good execution, alignment of your people, and great leadership. That is the key, they said. Without good leadership, reinvention doesn't happen. Okay, let's not look at all those factors. But if we just looked at the two first factors that Sweetman and Cragen talk about, is there is this dissatisfaction with the status quo. Why do we want to move away from it? We don't know how to move away from our dissatisfaction if we don't have an exciting new place to go to. So they ask us to think of when you move away from something, it's because you've got somewhere to go. So good leaders focus their people on a very compelling vision. We know the likes of Steve Jobs, right? He's been able to create even things that we didn't know we needed. Because there was this compelling future that somehow our devices will do everything for you. Mm. And at first people laughed at him. They will carry all our song lists in our pocket.
Mm.
Right? So that was a really compelling vision. So people that worked for him are people that bought the expensive Apple, which has probably had 30% of the features of, you know, Dell or Samsung, but we all bought the Apple because we were sold the vision.
Right.
So when we are dissatisfied with it, and when you think about the computers that we had, they were clunky, they were ugly. Come on, like you and I, we designer babes, right? We would love to wear something nice. Same with wearing a nice phone, right? So I think when we're dissatisfied with that and somebody paints a great vision of where we can go, it creates that contrast. And the greater the contrast, the greater the fuel for propelling us from this very painful, messy current reality towards there. So the idea is, in this very hyper-changing world, most of us get caught up in saying, today really untidy. My desk is so untidy, I never get a chance to clean up. Mm. And my life is so untidy because I can't plan. Because I don't know what's going to happen in 3 months. I'm not even sure whether I have a job, some of us, or I don't know whether I'll be, you know, sent off to Vietnam. My kid, he's studying for his HSC. Which uni is he going to go into? Do I have to buy a flat? Do I have to save up for that? So your hyper-changing world, if you have a compelling vision to say, okay, 5 years from now, how will my life be? Okay, my life will be my son is out of uni. I don't have to worry. I can actually save up by then. But right now, what is it that I need to do to get to that sweet point?
Right.
And that's what keeps me driven. The same with business. So how do you compel your people with a very simple, compelling vision that all of them want to go to? And every time you hit a bump, every time something volatile or uncertain happens, we said, okay, look beyond. Look at that bright future, and then but together we can make that future. Together we can find a way. I'm not the only smart person around here.
Right.
Let's pool our resources.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about this contrast in just a moment. Very interesting, you know, this whole idea of reinvention and having that vision. I'm here with Dr. Yvonne Sam from 5 Echo. You're listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
This is Raise Your Game. Good morning, Frida Liu here, Dr. Yvonne Sam from 5 Echo. It's our Calm Intelligence series. And of course, calm in this case means contrast, align, less mindful. So when we talk about calm intelligence, you know, you were saying earlier on with C, it's actually having that vision of where things are going to be, to reinvent yourself, to reinvent your business in a way, or just that vision where you can take your company with you?
It's actually both, because you, first of all, as a leader, as in the book Reinvention, right, one of the key leverage points is to have good leadership. You need to believe in that future first before you can bring people with you.
Right.
So you need to be able to imagine it in such a way that there is a great dissonance between where we want to go, where we're imagining, to where the mess we are in. Actually, funnily enough, in the next week, I'll be here in Kuala Lumpur bringing a series called Outthinker in the VUCA World with my good friend, Dr. Kaihan Krippendorf. And he talks about outthinker as in how do you outthink your competition by looking at strategies that are not just narrowed down, but have a really expansive view of taking creativity along with you. So when he talked about this, and we will actually bring this to Sydney as well on our way there, in his outthinker model, which he, I think, created in 2012, Dr. Krippendorf is ex-McKinsey, ex-Wharton, a real smart cookie.
From Middle Earth.
From Middle Earth. Sounds a bit like that, doesn't it? Would you believe he is a global citizen? He's an American citizen, but he's born of Bangladeshi mother and German father.
Wow.
So isn't he a global citizen? Yeah. So it's lovely. And he uses 36 Chinese war stratagems in his outthinker model. But
right.
Enough about that. You'll speak to him next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, when he looked at his outthinker model, he said, I'd like to have an acronym called IDEAS, which it spells I-D-E-A-S. And we all love acronyms in this business world, don't we? And he said the first part of the acronym said, before you disrupt, you need to have an idea of where we're going with the letter I for imagine. And he describes imagine very much as what we would call that, you know, vision to counter volatility in VUCA primes. And I talk about the calm intelligence, and he talks about the fact that there is this mess that we are currently in. I call it pain and challenge. He calls it mess. He says, it is this awful mess that we need to imagine away this mess. And that is what is the first step in disruption. So I guess many people have linguistically looked at that already, knowing that the fuel of propulsion is, first of all, when we're stuck in stuff, I wouldn't even call it crap. But you know what? When we're, we're stuck in the mud and we feel like we've got nowhere to go, the things that help us get past it is to be able to imagine. It's about Viktor Frankl.
Right.
I mean, as far back as when he wrote, you know, Man's Search for Meaning, being caught up in as a prisoner of war and not sure whether you even live. But he kept a hope that when he got out, what would he do? And that's what kept him going. That's the propulsion I'm talking about.
Right.
Reinvent your business in your mind and take your people with you.
And it's like, you know, when people say, I'm stuck in a rut, right? And and it's not just in the case of a life or death situation. I always have this vision of where I'm going to be, sort of like, okay, I'm, you know, and it's to do with health, it's to do with, you know, relationships, it's to do with all that. Because I have this visual image of this mold. If I don't move, you know, it's stagnant, the water is stagnant, and I'll breed mosquitoes.
And mosquitoes bite, and it's itchy, and it's even more uncomfortable. I think mosquitoes are put in here to tell us what mess we're in,
right,
so we can move forward.
You know, next week, we're going to go to the A in calm, which is to align. I look forward to speaking to you, Dr. Yvonne Sam from 5 Echo, in our Calm Intelligence series. You've been listening to Raise a Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.